Welcome back. This is Shlomo Schwartz. We are learning Masechta Pesachim. We are in the middle of Perek Dalet, Mishnah Vav. We went back in the previous Mishnah to a discussion of whether or not you can do Malacha Erev Pesach. We know that after Chatzos on Pesach, Erev Pesach, Malacha is Aser, and before Chatzos, it's subject to either Minhag or Place. Some places or some Minhagim had the custom to do Malach Erev Pesach before Chatzos, and other places did not have a custom, had a custom not to do Malach Erev Pesach before Chatzos. So Rav Meir tells us that if it is not Letzerech HaMoed, if the Malach that we're talking about Erev Pesach is not for the purpose of something that is needed on Yom Tov, then it is subject to the custom or the place. But if somebody wants to do malacha letzarech hamayid, then Reb Meir adds or qualifies and says, kol malacha shehischu ba kaidim l'arba asar, if you started to do the malacha before the 14th, before Erev Pesach, then even in places where the minhag was not to do malacha Erev Pesach before Chatzos, but because you started before the 14th, Gaimra Barba Asar, even in those places you'd be able to complete doing the Malacha on the 14th, and of course it would have to be completed before Chatzos, could not be done after Chatzos. Avo Layatcha Ba Batchila Barba Asar. But, again talking about a Malacha, even Letzarech HaMayid, you should not start L'chatchila in the beginning to do it on the 14th, in places again where we're discussing, in places where you're not supposed to do Malacha, on Erev Pesach, af pishiyach legamri, even though you can complete it. The Chachamim add, Sholesh Umraniyos, there are three professions that oisim malacha ba'arve psochim ad chatzais. Those three professions, we allowed them to do malacha Erev Pesach before chatzais, even in the places that we said Erev Pesach before chatzais, you do not do malacha. Nevertheless, they made exceptions for these three professions. What are these three professions? Elohim, Hachayatim, tailors, Hasaparim, barbers, Vakaifsim, and launderers. Why? If you look in the Bar Tanur says that we find certain kulay, certain leniencies by these three professions for Chol HaMoed. And since we find leniencies on Chol HaMoed, and Erev Pesach is less stringent than Chol HaMoed, so therefore they made exceptions for these three. The Bar Tanur explains that we find in Chol HaMoed that an individual who's not a craftsman is able to sew regular sewing if he needs to on Chol HaMoed. So therefore, they were makel even for a professional, let's say a tailor, to be able to do work Erev Pesach. The same with a barber and a launderer. We find that if somebody had been traveling from across the seas or had been freed from a beis asurim, from a prison, that on Chol HaMoed he's allowed to get his clothing laundered or himself a haircut. And since we find again it's sad heter, a leniency for these professions on Chol HaMoed, so Erev Pesach the Chachamim made an exception even in places where they were more stringent that you should be allowed to do Malacha, these malachas. And again, here we're talking about before Chatzos, not after Chatzos. Rabbi Yosef bar Yehuda adds a fourth, and he says, the fourth profession, Rabbi Yosef bar Yehuda, Omer af haratzonim, even the shoemakers. Why? Because we know that in Chol HaMoed we find a leniency that the people who are Ola Regel, that go up to Yerushalayim to bring their karbanis on the Shalosh Regalim, we find that the shoemakers are allowed to fix their shoes. So therefore, Rabbi Yosef bar Yehuda holds that a shoemaker can work on Erev Pesach doing shoes. However, the Chachamim obviously did not include Ratzonim because the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Yosef bar Yehuda. They hold that the shoemakers are allowed to repair shoes on Chol HaMoed, but not to go ahead and be open to make shoes in the first place. So therefore, shoemakers would not be allowed to be open Erev Pesach because you cannot learn out making shoes from repairing shoes. With that, we end Mishnah Vav. Mishnah Zayin. Again, we're continuing and learning about different things that you can do Erev Pesach. And also, by extension, we're also discussing Chol HaMoed, since there are some comparisons. And the Mishnah says, Moshiv and Shovachim LaTarnagolim, you can move around eggs for the hen to sit on it to warm it, Ba'arba Asar, on the 14th. And Kahati says, some say we're talking about even after Chatzos, because we're not talking about a real Malacha here. And others say it's only until Chatzos, and we're discussing... even according to those that say you should not do Malach Erev Pesach. So it's a machlokes, whether again we're talking about Erev Pesach before Chatzos or after Chatzos, but we're not talking about a real Malach here. Nevertheless, it says that you can do it. V'tarnagolos shabarcha, and if the tarnagolos happen to run away, machzirno, so you can return it l'mkoma to warm the egg. What's the chiddush? If you can put it there in the first place, surely if the tarnagolos was there already and it just ran away, you should be able to do it. So the Bartanur says that this part of the Mishnah is referring to even on Chol HaMoed. If the tarnagolos ran away, that you'd be allowed to return it to warm the egg so that a chick can come out of it. V'mesa. And if the tarnagolos died, Moshiv and Acheres Tachtel, you'd be allowed to take another tarnagolos to replace it. Another halacha, garfim, in terms of raking the fertilizer that was used for fertilizer, the manure of the animals, you're allowed to rake it to the side, mitachas ragle behema barbasra, from underneath the animals on the 14th. Uba moed, but on chalamoed, you'd not be allowed to rake it. And when we say rake it, we mean to actually take it and remove it and take it out to the garbage area to collect it. So that you would only be allowed to do on the 14th. But on chalamoed, you would not be allowed to rake it. You would only be allowed to move it to the side. That's what it says, Uva Moed Vesalkin Litzdadin. Then it says, Molichin Umavien Kelim Mibes HaUman. You'd be allowed to take and bring back utensils from a craftsman. Afa Pi She'enam Litzarech HaMoed. Even if it is not needed for the benefit of the Moed. And over here, we're talking about on Erev Pesach, on Chol HaMoed, on the Chol HaMoed, on the other hand, you would not be allowed to take the utensils to a craftsman, even if you need it for the Moed, and you'd be allowed to pick something up from the craftsman if you do need it for the Moed. But if you don't need it for the Moed, you would not be allowed to even pick it up from the craftsman. With this, we end Mishnah Zayin. I look forward to continuing with you next time.